This is No Pink Spandex, episode 131, for Friday, June 17th, 2011. I know, right? All right, so Samurai.
the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, I barely got through these episodes. They were something.
I can honestly sum it up by saying that I really don't like the show. you usually look forward to the extra guy, and then it seems as if with Antonio, it's like... He's like on the verge of being funny, but then annoying.
Well,
on the verge of being cool, but annoying.
It's like with every character in the show. I'm different than other people, I think, in the sense that I don't really care if a character is super serious, if they're the funny guy, if they're over the top, whatever it is. I just feel like they need to commit to the character. And with every character in this show, Antonio is probably one of the best examples, is it feels like they're a static character, and then whenever they're supposed to show some character trait as it relates to their Shinkencher counterpart, they do it for a couple of seconds, and then it just fades back away, and it keeps fading in and fading out, and because of that, it feels very disingenuous.
I really genuinely feel like producer or whoever guy in charge was basically like, okay, here's Genta, like here's the footage, do this, you know, and you know, for specific scenes, and then he just did it, like regardless of whether it works or not, you know, for this version. And so constantly he's throwing his arms around and wide eyes and the whole thing, and most of that does not work for me at all. It just makes him look like a terrible actor, which I don't think he really is. It's just,
yeah, there were moments where he was kind of fully immersed in the character where I kind of dug it, like the whole when he first shows up and then he, you know, rips his pants with the pole. I thought all that whole scene was kind of cute, actually. I kind of dug most of it. But then at other times, he just turns it on and off and it completely loses me. I just so apathetic towards it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't get on. And again, it's like I can't get on board with the whole, like, okay, first off, the flashbacks every 2 seconds, we need to stop.
Yeah, oh my God.
We need to stop that. Mm. I mean, it's just like, you want to have an episode to show the backstory? Why don't you just do it? Just show it. Like, just say, look, you just, like, take time and actually show a story instead of, like, these moments of, like, you know, little Kiwi kids, you know, talking to each other.
Yeah, and their bad accents.
You know, I mean, they're cute little kids. I mean, granted, fine, whatever. But it's just like every 2 seconds is a flashback. And then him and Jaden with his really goofy grin, like, yeah, I remember it was just like yesterday. Grin. Grimace.
Yeah. Stare deeply into his eyes.
You know, I haven't taken the time to read any of the Ranger Board threads because, well, let's be honest, why would I? When I've been gone that weekend, I'm just trying to catch up on everything. That's the last thing I'm going to try to catch up on. But there's one moment that explains to me why a certain character, when people say, you know what, maybe they are a better actor, maybe they are. And I just look at it and I say, no, they're not. And that's the first episode, late at night, when, you know, like Jaden's all looking around like, what's that presence I feel? Mm-hmm. And you look at Mia standing in the background. She is grinning like a moron, and then she delivers a line that's supposed to be serious about, we can't sense anything. While she delivers it, she's still grinning. She finishes it, she still grins the whole effing time. Like, it's hilarious. And at least everybody else, even the ones I don't like Kevin, you know, at least they have the right look on their face.
Well,
she,
let's be fair, Kevin always has a look on his face, but go ahead.
True. But I mean, yeah, everybody, G, Hector, everybody, they're looking like they're supposed to. And she is, you know, grinning like, I don't know what. I don't get it. She doesn't even know what the script says, what they're supposed to be doing. Why would you? It's just mind-boggling. It's frustrating as hell to see this garbage. Why are you laughing? Why? What the hell is funny? It's not the damn show.
I mean, okay. Just to talk about acting, just in general, I guess. I feel like some of the actors, maybe not Mia's actor, I don't really know what's going on with her. I feel like she's been just consistently not so great through most of the season so far. But like with Emily in particular, these last couple episodes, I've noticed, and maybe I'm just seeing something that nobody else is, but like she's been a little more subdued in
Oh, thank the
certain
Lord Jesus,
moments.
yes.
Yeah,
Thank the
like
Lord.
I mean, there's still those moments where they have to sort of make her Shinken Yellow, kind of
He's
animated
so
and whatever.
sparkly.
Yeah, but I mean, aside, like when she's just delivering regular lines, her voice is lower, you know, a little bit, and it's less kind of
Sing-songy
cartoony.
and dry,
Yeah,
yeah.
and I feel like I don't know if it was a choice from directors or anything, but I kind of feel like for her, I feel like the actress is kind of wanting to show. Hey, it's not me. like,
She's
you
like
know, I can
motioning with
be.
her lips. She's like, "It's not me.
Help me.
Act like this.
Yeah, please don't, you know.
Yeah, help me. I see crappy people."
I really want to believe that's true, and I really want to give her the benefit of the doubt, but I'm scared to do so. And
Yeah.
maybe she just looks awesome because Antonio's there chewing up scenery.
And that's the thing. Okay, like I mean, I know I'm gonna be jumping because like there's two episodes, right? Like that involve Antonio, and
They
I'm just gonna be
go together,
right.
kinda, so.
I'm so done with how they're dealing with the G and Jaden relationship. I mean, you've got G, saying his opinion, and then Jaden is like, okay, yeah, you know what? I'll leave it up to you, G. You can make this decision, and blah 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 blah. And then it ends up being Jaden's decision all the time. And then G's like, yeah, okay.
I
Fine.
agree.
Yep, I
See,
choose.
and that again, I hate to harp on Shinkenger and everything, but the whole point of the Sixth Ranger, what has been building up from day friggin' one, is that the Red Ranger is always serious. He never shows his emotions. But every once in a while, in every episode, we see a little bit more, like he's about to show a little bit more. And then finally, when the Gold Ranger shows up as his childhood friend and he refers to the Red Ranger as, he talks to him like a, like they're best friends, like they're kids, and he makes him laugh. And when he gets up and walks out of the room, he walks out of the room not because, gee, you need to make this decision. He walks out of the room because he doesn't want to show everybody else that he is busting up
So he could
laughing.
laugh.
He is falling on the floor laughing at this guy's antics, and he doesn't want to show it. This is finally the counterpart that makes him break out of his shell. It's a big friggin' moment in the series that really develops both characters. And instead, you've got Jaden, who was sitting there the whole time, just kind of going,
Giggling.
I was a kid. Gee, you made this. So he's just
Yeah.
a normal, regular character. The one bit of Shinkenger characterization that they probably should have
Should
copied if
have
they're going to copy
used.
so much stuff is the one thing they leave out, which makes Jaden just a regular old Red Ranger, whatever, run of the mill. So that stuff like that makes it even more frustrating.
I just wanted to see more of a conflict with Jaden and G. Like you have G saying, "Nope, he's not ready," and then Jaden's like, "But he is," and blah blah blah. And then G's like, "Well, you said it's my decision, right? And what? What? What you gotta say? Huh? I can't hear you.
See,
I still got an offer. What?
that's the
But
thing is,
no. But it's just like they just fall lockstep. G just is like his little lap dog, yo. I'm like, come
But
on."
here, the thing is, they make Jaden's decision basically the same decision he would have had in the premiere if we had seen it, and the same decision we saw a couple episodes ago with his quote-unquote challenge of, I don't want to get you in harm's way. He keeps dealing with that same issue over and over again, because here, the issue is supposed to, again, be the fact that he doesn't want the guy around because he shows vulnerability when he's around. He shows a side of himself that he feels like a leader shouldn't be showing. So it's an actual different conflict. Instead, we've gotten the same conflict twice, and we'll have it a third time when we see the premiere.
Yeah,
I
it's, I
just,
mean, because, like, it
it's
was, like,
SPD-like.
it is, like, when Mia brought up, it's like, oh, well, you don't want him to get hurt, do you, and whatever. I'm just like, yeah, we've been down this road, you, with the rest of you guys, we've been
Yeah,
down here.
we were down that road like 2 episodes ago.
Like, come
Yeah,
on.
exactly.
And it just kind of bothers me that you have people who, they say that they want, it's like they want to say, oh, look, excuse me, look, here's a deeper story, but then the actual actions of it are just the same crap, you know? It's
Not, yeah.
like, oh, yes, this is my, I'll find, this is my decision. But it's not. It's
Right.
Jaden's. Oh,
So.
well, yeah, it's right. No, you shouldn't be a ranger right now, whatever. Yeah, but all right, it's my decision here, ranger. Like, in 2 seconds. Like, what?
Sort
Like,
of, it just felt like it's conflict just for the sake of it, and they don't necessarily think about how to make it work or, like exist. Like, they just say, okay, well, we have to have some kind of drama or an emotional something, even if it makes no sense. And it's like, well, you can make sense out of it. Like, just put just 2 seconds of thought into it,
I
and
know.
it'll
And
you can do something.
you have so much padding in the episode already. I mean, the morphing sequences are like 5 billion hours long. It's not like you can't, I don't know, add a little logic to what you're writing. I mean, I get, like, they're on this time crunch, time and budget. But it's not necessary. It doesn't take that much to think about, oh, look, that's kind of okay. Here's
We've seen that
maybe
already.
an idea, right? Because I know that there are a lot of times where, scripts are written and then they have to get approved by so many, like, different factors and different, like, tiers of the suits and junk or whatever. So, like, do you really think that you have a script that is written, like, eh, it's fairly decent, and then, like, so much crap is like, oh, well, we can't show that on TV. Oh, we can't show that to kids. Oh, we can't do this. Oh, we gotta change this. Like, so much has changed. By the time you get to the final product, it's just like the same
Generic.
generic.
I
I
don't.
just.
No, I don't. I actually don't think that's what it is at all. I think what. Because when I. It's. Because again, it's from watching Shinkenger and Samurai side by side every week, like I do, is they're not, like, missing much of anything. The problem is when they do take things out, and I mean, we've been saying this ever since the first Fisherman episode, but when they do take things out, they just never replace it, or they replace it with something incredibly generic. And it's minor things, but in the grand scheme of things, it adds up. Because I mean, if you watch these episodes side by side, you're not going to see anything different. You're going to see, like, instead of a
Wow.
sushi stand, he has a box of fish, and he trips them up instead of runs away. He does, it's just these minor little differences. So I wouldn't say, like, things are being thrown out because of standards and practices or anything like that. It's just that, I mean, even look at the episode. It's so friggin' Japanese, some of these episodes. Like, when you see Jaden sitting there doing his characters, or he ends up at a spring where everything is ridiculously Japanese. It's, I mean, really, how Japanese was that? With all the little pony, whatever you call those little things. But it's just that, again, it's that they're so stuck on being Shinkenger that they've given themselves no room whatsoever to do anything remotely original. They've only given themselves the ability to take things out, and it just leaves everything feeling even more hollow than it already is.
Although,
Go
well,
ahead.
go ahead. Go ahead,
No, I was just gonna say that, and I'm really disappointed with Antonio.
yeah.
I thought that he would have been like a Dominic for me, because I wasn't, no, I mean, I was not feeling any of the Jungle Fury people. But when Dominic came around, and he was still funny, but yet got things done, but yet still had this kind
Yeah.
of charisma kind of thing, and then we didn't see him for a while, and we're like, crap.
Yeah, but it was like a refreshing.
Yeah, and I thought that's what Antonio was gonna be, but then he was
Spanish.
Well, you know,
Fake Spanish.
honestly,
Is
gosh. Okay, can we? I'm sorry. Excelente.
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 Wow. How do you mispronounce that, though? Like,
But
that's
the
the
thing
thing.
is excelente has one L.
It's one L, right? So
So.
somebody misspelled it most likely in the script and put two L's, and then he misread it.
Or the end, or then the, and then whomever is the coach or the director is like,
Yep.
oh, it's two L's. Well, then when there's two L's in Spanish, that must mean that you have to say with the Y. And so I want you to emphasize the Y in the exeyente.
Right. Like, it had to go through several people, most likely,
Yeah.
before it actually was spoken aloud, you know? I was like, nobody caught it. Nobody,
And then he
you
says
know?
it more than once. My
Like,
goodness.
yeah, he says all kinds of stuff and mispronounces almost everything. And it's just kind of like, come on. Like, are
Like,
you.
if he was a white dude trying to be Spanish, I'm like, all right, I see where you're going. I see what it is. But no, he's no. That's not the case. He's Antonio for Antonio Garcia or whatever his name is. I mean, he's
Yeah.
freaking
Right.
Excelente. Excelente.
Ugh.
Oh my
Ugh.
God. I'm sorry. It's just no. I couldn't. Thank
Yeah.
goodness a lot of that crap stopped happening in the second episode or whatever. But I like.
A little
Really?
bit. I mean, they still had a little bit. And
They didn't have
ugh.
exigente, that's for sure.
No. No,
Honestly,
but
the words, I'm just kind of confused. Does anybody talk like that?
no.
I mean, and it's not even like a Jem and Jemma thing. It's just, who puts random words in their sentences like that?
Well, okay.
Besides
I mean,
otaku.
no. But I mean, there are people who are multilingual who will kind of go in and out of stuff. But it's they know how to pronounce it in the first
Well,
place.
it's he's not going in and out of it. He's just using it as a punctuation.
I mean,
And
when
talking
he's
about his
like,
golden moment, like how many
oh
times are you gonna
God,
talk about
oh
your
my God.
golden moment? Your
The
golden
this
moment.
is yeah, and then there was more in these episodes where it was again, I'm just gonna take the TV Nihon subs and I'm gonna make him say them. Quite a bit of that where they were talking about his backhanded slash and his what the hell did he say? He had a line that was exactly the same. About
Barracuda
something about
thing.
saying his sword play is his specialty or some crap like that. Totally just oh, you're just taking this up, so okay. It just actually Barracuda Blade's actually not a bad name considering.
No, I like it. Yeah, I like a
I thought it was
Barracuda.
actually
Dun
one
dun
thing I
dun
will
dun dun
say
dun 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 dun.
when you're picking for scraps of things to compliment about a season, Samurai has actually been very good from day one about naming things. Like
For the most part.
unlike stuff like, RPM, not RPM, I mean what the hell was it? Overdrive, where it's always overdrive this, overdrive that, overdrive. At
Yeah,
least this, they actually try to be a little creative with their names, besides, like Chief Moose and crap like that.
well, let's okay,
But like
let's not go too far though, but like
moves they try to be.
Octazord, I mean.
Ultrazord.
But at least it makes sense.
Wait. Well, Octazord doesn't make any sense because it's a squid, right? And it's Octazord. I
Yeah,
like
whatever.
octopus. This is one of those things where it's like, oh,
Oh,
come
whatever.
on.
It's like RPM. It's a German Shepherd. No, it's a wolf. Who cares? Whatever.
But
Whatever.
see,
Close enough.
oh
Close enough.
God. That's, oh my God, that's really different.
Nothing is worse than the Condor Zord, okay? Nothing is worse than that.
It's a space condor.
It's a dragon! It is a green dragon. It is not a condor.
From space.
A space condor, yes.
Yes. Oh,
Jesus.
crap.
No, I mean, come on. I'm trying to give Samurai a tiny bit of credit. Let me do that, okay? It has names. It has names.
Yeah,
Okay?
like Samurai Morpher, where everybody else has
Or
Samurizer.
Samurizer and
Yeah.
Samurai.
Yeah.
Yep,
I
yep.
still don't understand why they decided to give him a different morpher. That's weird.
I mean, a different one is fine,
It's there,
but
but they just took the paintbrush feature out. So
yeah.
they just hacked it. Which is, I'm like, okay.
But see, he did it on his own, so he can learn how to text to his Zord.
Yeah, just like he did in Shin Catcher. Except the thing is, in Shin Catcher, I know it's supposed to look like a pile of rice, but it doesn't. From a distance, it just looks like a white morpher. You didn't need to do anything. You did nothing to do.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can't. I'm really disappointed with Antonio and his.
Fantastico.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not like he. There are moments where I'm like, oh yeah, that was cool. I in fact, with him, I enjoy more of the morphed moments than the
Oof.
non-morphed moments, and that usually does not happen.
By the way, I'm a big fan of his mega mode not having that weird mouth thing. Big fan of that.
It's all around better looking than the other ones,
Yes.
by far, actually. It's the only one that I really like.
Except I'm kind of bummed out that he got the same sword as them. I'm like,
Yeah,
eh.
that's eh.
He's got his own sword. Just at least do a blue version of their sword. Do something.
Something.
Yeah, but still, again, like I said, I like the fact that he's supposed to be a wackier character. I just wish he would commit to it, and do it the whole time. Not just for exclamations of Fantastico and Bonita.
I think.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I can't. I wouldn't be able to deal with that. Because, like, it's not even done that well. So, no.
No.
It's not done
Yeah.
that well. It's
He.
aight, but it's not done that
I mean,
well.
the actor in general doesn't look like he should be playing that sort of character.
No.
He just, I mean, he looks like he's just supposed to be another pretty boy. And then, like, I look at this picture of him on IMDb, and he is a scary mofo. When he's got the mustache and the chin pubes, dude is gonna kill some. He's gonna shank somebody. He's been smiling.
Decker.
So yeah, he would be a better Decker. He would be a better Decker. Yes, he would. Oh my God, why is he not Decker?
I'm almost hoping for Decker to return to do something.
Yeah, because
Die?
he's been gone a while. Don't know
Not
what
long
he's doing.
enough. Not long enough.
Oh, well, at this point, God.
Well, I need to go rewatch the four episodes they skipped.
Oh, pff,
They
nah.
skipped four episodes.
Ooh.
They did.
Yeah, I
Well.
can't. I can't. I wish I could get on board with these episodes, but it just I can't. And then like I skimmed the board real quick. Ranger board for people, and the recent thread for I think what episode 12, and people are like, yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. Yeah, this is really good. I'm just like, what are we watching? We're
Yeah.
watching the same thing. Like, really?
I think they're too distracted by the shiny newness or something.
Which, I mean, normally I would be kind of caught up in that too. Like, okay, we got a new guy. Like this is the interesting. It's gonna I don't know, reignite my interest or whatever. It's something new, but no, he just kind of fell right into the awkwardness and the strangeness and.
When somebody started a thread like a week or two ago about the Six Rangers showing up, I said it's just gonna be another flavor of suck. You'll be interested at first, but once you taste it, you'll be like, "Yep, just a slightly different suck," and that's what it is.
Because I'm
That is
thinking
what
that,
it
like,
is.
there would be a bigger thing about him not having a lineage and, not, yeah, every one of them have to, like, learn how to be a samurai and be a ranger and all that stuff. And he's just like, yep.
Okay,
Well, I do these things.
hold on,
Maybe
time out.
next week.
Time out on the field. I'm just looking at this, and let me get this straight, okay? Let me get this straight. Next week's episode is about a conflict between the Blue Ranger and the Gold Ranger, correct? Did you see the title of the episode?
No.
No, it isn't.
It is called The Blue and the Gold.
What? What?
That's great.
Wait,
Does
what?
that or does that not completely explain samurai to you?
What?
All of the problems of samurai.
Right there.
Okay,
The
you know?
blue and the I'm trying to think of what pun are they trying to what are they using? But
Blue
Okay,
and
you know, like
gold.
10 minutes. You know, like 10 minutes ago, when I was giving them props for names, I'm gonna redact
Little redaction, a little
that.
Oh, and the week after that is Team Spirit.
Well, that's not too bad, I guess,
Instead of
compared to Blue
fighting
and
spirit,
Gold.
and instead of teamwork,
Right.
team spirit. Yes, we do. Team spirit. How about you?
The blue and the gold.
The blue and the
Blue
gold.
and the thing about it is, like, Lisa, you were saying, like, you thought there was going to be more about, like, his lineage and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure, spoiler, spoiler, that we're going to get that in this episode, this blue and gold episode, which really makes his moment, Kevin's moment, where he's talking about how, oh, we may need him or something like that,
Yes,
seem really strange.
thank you for reminding me. Yes, again, when I was watching the two episodes side by side, Kevin was, I mean, yeah, he wasn't as readily accepting as the others, but he still just said, oh, we need another number member, let's give him a try. When I
Yeah.
was watching Shinkenger, freaking Ryunosuke,
What are you doing?
What?
No! No!
Oh my gosh!
No! Damn part. Shit. Ah, man. We were good too. 26 minutes.
It's a new record.
Shit.
Oh my God.
Someone is downloading porn.
I guess. Come on, let's finish this quick.
Wow.
So
Where
sad.
were we?
Where were we? Where were we?
You said
Ryunosuke.
and you, something about Kevin, and then you were like, ooh, 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 and the thing is.
Okay, I was saying, okay, Kevin was he was ex the last one to accept him, so that was nice, but he was still like, yeah, we need another member, let's just take him on. But when I was watching Shinkenger, Ryunosuke, he comes up and he starts shaking Genta and he starts giving him what's up. He gives him the business and he slaps him around a little bit, so that when we get to the next episode, when they have a conflict, it makes sense. Like,
Yes.
what? What? It makes
Whereas here,
sense.
it's just like, what? Like, you already finished. Like,
Yeah.
you don't need this now,
And the
but
thing
no.
is, it's like Kevin didn't have to agree, like, yeah, sure, we need him. He could have been
Yeah.
like, he could have been like, yeah, I guess.
I'm over.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
Yeah.
yeah, or he could have just crossed his arms in the background after Jaden already made his decision, you know?
Right, right,
Yeah.
right.
It's just more of the typical, I'm only going to display my Shinkenger character whenever I need to, but otherwise I'm just going to be boring. Just
Or
sit here. It's
just
Mighty Morphin
have,
time.
or not
Yep.
even though, wait, hold up, though. Or just have like, samurai team, like they can't disagree for more than an episode.
Yes.
Because if they disagree for more than an episode, things about to hit the fan.
And you know what? I'm sorry, but Mia does not have the same, like, level of believability as Mako does.
Oh
So when she
God.
tries to lecture Jaden,
Laughable.
I'm not buying it.
Laughable.
I return to sender. It ain't happening.
Yeah, that was so painful. Like, they're supposed to be doing this intense moment when they're training or
Yes.
whatever.
I'm
Like, are you kidding
sorry. I'm sorry,
me?
but like if you have if you're literally the scene is coming out of the house, whatever. Okay, fine. They talk for like 2 seconds. Then there's no talking for a good like 10 seconds. And it's just like camera shots of them picking up a thing and looking at each other, and then someone speaks. I'm like, how does that? No, that's
Because
unnatural.
what I know of Mia and her monotone behind, she probably just wants friggin' Antonio on the team so eventually they can get married, because that's all she cares
Yes,
about.
this is another prospect for her.
Yes, put him in the queue. Yep. Oh,
Yes, potential.
just these characters are just so not believable in almost everything they do. It's just, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning. It actually feels like it takes effort to be that bad. I kind of want to congratulate you, Samurai.
Because yeah,
Some
I mean,
nonsense.
you have two people. I mean, you have Waxen Face, and then, I mean, hello, she's getting up the, on the waxing scale too, because, they're having a conversation, and it's so, yes, and come on, be honest. This is what you really felt, right? Hee-ya, hee-ya, hee-ya. And really, come on, Jaden, this is what you felt. Hee-ya, hee-ya. Ah!
Yeah, more like,
That's really natural. That conversation was really natural.
I'm just gonna say, I have seen more realistic conversations between two people practicing ninja skills in that show, Super Ninjas, and they're all supposed to be like 15, so I don't
Wow.
have to tell
I have not had the pleasure of watching
you.
Super
You know, it's
Ninjas, but
honestly not that bad. It is
wow.
not that bad. It's not that great, but it's not that bad. Because the black guy is hilarious. He's all like, "Ooh, I'm a black guy. I do stupid things."
Oh well. Wow.
Okay.
Great for our people.
I know exactly.
But
Oh,
no,
black guy is black. Awesome.
Black Ranger because I'm black. But no, I'm gonna check out that show because honestly, Samurai for me is very.
yeah. It can't be worse. I mean, come on. This is
Don't put that up in the air. Don't put that in the air. That's not right. That's not right.
And then they'll prove you wrong by being worse.
Basically. And Jeremy's gone again.
Oh, firm.
We were doing so well.
Let's finish this up. Let's finish this up. Let's finish this up. Let's go quick.
Were we? I just completely lost my.
I was talking about the black guy from Super Ninjas.
And I was talking about how, oh yeah, and then Tristan mentioned, oh yeah, it can't get any worse. Samurai can't get any worse. I'm just like, don't say that. Don't
Oh
say
Lord, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Why do you hate us? Oh my
Tristan,
God.
you hate
Can't
us.
get any worse.
It's true.
Can't get any worse. Are you smoking the crack?
And I'm trying to
Well, anyway.
remember. You know what I did like? I like the look of the one the monsters that had like the blades and stuff. Was that the last
Yes.
episode? Like he had a whole
This.
bunch of blades and stuff and
I thought they both
Yeah.
did.
Well, I mean, this one was like his whole body was basically blades.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I like the look of it. I like the look of the monster. It was like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Looks threatening. But it yeah, it and then the whole okay, yeah, fine. Yes, Antonio is needed to fend off all those blades because he is fast and okay, fine. That makes sense. That's cool.
Then he breaks the fourth wall, because that's what he does.
And oh yeah, and then the whole when they're running up to the monster or whatever, and then Antonio's trying to fit his way into the lineup. He's like, wait, don't.
That okay,
They
yeah,
yeah
that
they
was
actually had
genuinely
to
funny.
translate a Shinkenger joke there, and I think they did a good job of it, because they didn't have the big banners, so they had to translate it. I think they did a good job.
All
It was funny.
right, cause in the Japanese version, they have the dudes in black, right? The Kurokos, they come with their big, huge banner things for the Shiba family. It goes behind them,
And
and
in
that's
front of them.
completely, well, yeah.
Yeah, it goes from it went in front, it went behind and then in front of them, and he's just standing off to the left by himself. And then they say,
Oh.
"Come on, bring it over so I can change into my kimono too."
Like, denied.
And then they all run out to attack, and he's just standing there going, "Wow, that's awesome." And one of the Kuroko hits him on the leg and says, "Go, fight, go." He's like, "Oh, that's right." And he runs out and joins him. But yeah, it was cute.
But yeah,
I
I did
enjoyed
like that. And he was like, "Can you move over?" And then they all have to like shake over and everything. I liked it. I did. I mean, there was like little
Yes.
bits and pieces of where it can they could be funny, and he could actually genuinely be funny.
Yeah.
And other than 90, other 90% of it, I'm like,
Yes.
Hey, now they ended the episode with Mia talking about her cooking
Oh
again.
my gosh. Oh my gosh.
God.
Like, this
And
almost looks as good as my insert really disgusting dish here.
she's trying like three foods that don't go together. I mean, that just makes her sound retarded. Not a bad cook.
Oh God, she'll never have a real personality. It'll just
No.
be that stuff, and she'll have her moment with Jaden, which does nothing really for her to
She'll
me.
have her moment with Spike. What?
Maybe. We'll see.
I admit I enjoyed that a little bit when he was when the shoes were in the mid we were in the air and he was snaking around. I like kind of thought that was funny.
He just blows and all the minions
Yes.
like fall to the ground.
And then Bulk gets some more crap on his face.
Yeah, because that's exactly what we need. Yeah.
It was okay.
It's season one. Like, get some new gimmicks. Literally,
Serious?
season one. I see it in the closing credits all the time. Get a new gimmick. Seriously.
No.
Seriously. Oh, come on. I mean,
Just do
the
something.
blender with the thing flying in his face. We've been that. We've done it. Come on. I'm waiting for
Whatever.
him to dress up in drag. I'm just waiting.
That's no longer acceptable
Let
for
me let
American
me
children. Oh, yeah, now it's
let
not PC.
let me enjoy it, okay? Let me enjoy it. It's all I have.
You
It's all
do
I have.
that. So, yeah, I mean,
Okay.
I'm trying to remember anything else from these two episodes that, like, was. I can't.
I mean, just to go back to the kids again, I don't understand. I mean, okay, I guess I'm just kind of repeating some of the same complaints, really, but it's like them just going off of what Shinkenger does and not bothering to change anything, even if it doesn't work. Those kids didn't work. And I feel like by now, whoever is in charge should understand that if you're gonna have long dialogue scenes with two little kids, they're foreign actors who are trying to put on an accent, and they have, lines and lines and lines and lines for days, they're gonna make a lot of mistakes, like it's not gonna come off really supernatural. And the thing about it, well, supernatural, supernatural. And the thing about it is, it wasn't even necessary, most of it, for them to actually talk. Like, we could have seen them playing around and interacting sort of physically, but you could have easily just had like Jaden do a voiceover and say like, "I remember when we were kids," and da 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 da, and have him talk over it instead of relying on the kids, which you should know are not gonna be all that great.
Right.
It just seems like one of those things was like, just think for like half a second, just think about what you're doing, and make the tiniest little alteration. It's not gonna hurt you at all. It's not gonna cost you anything. It might actually cost you less because they're not talking.
Right.
Yeah,
This.
I normally I would agree with you, but then you said Jaden talking and doing a voiceover, and I
Yeah,
just
that's there's definitely a different answer to fix that, but that's not the answer because I don't need any more narrations from
But at least that would
voiceovers.
be consistent with what
Yes,
they've been doing.
I get what you're saying. We just need to think of a plan C.
Get Mike to do it for some reason. I don't know.
Like, I wasn't here, but I'm gonna tell you right now.
Might as well. I mean,
Put
come
on a puppet show. I don't know, something.
That would be amazing.
Shadow puppets.
Yes.
Oh
Get
God,
Ziggy. Get
Ziggy.
Ziggy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For
And
real.
that's what Samurai has been missing. Ziggy.
Ziggy. Exactly.
It was so simple.
God.
Okay. So what you want to rate these?
Really? Really? Are we gonna rate these? All right. Let me go. I'll do it. Let me see. Just guess. Just a wild guess.
Probably two, maybe three if you're drunk.
If you're
Yeah,
drunk.
both of these crap get need two. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't do more than that because that would mean I actually enjoyed it more than I did, and I don't. And I don't. I did. It was a chore to watch, actually. It was really a chore, and I didn't bother watching them again. I really didn't care. Saw once enough. I'm not gonna go back. I don't. I
Yeah,
think.
because like the first episode, it aired on.
Are you serious right now? Oh, come on. Come on. Oh my God.
Time to call you back.
Why does it come back for like a second and then go away?
Because I have to call or else it doesn't record. I don't know why it calls back. I have no idea. Anyway, so you were saying that.
I was saying that These episodes aired on like Saturday, and I didn't even consider downloading them until like Tuesday or Wednesday because I just didn't even care, honestly. And today's ep yesterday's ep yesterday, right? Yeah, I mean, I watched like the West Coast feed 3 hours later because there ain't no way I'm gonna be up at noon on a Saturday to watch some effing samurai. I don't play like that. The first episode is definitely a two because, well, just.
That's so difficult to watch.
Yeah, and it's just. I just. Jaden's little subplot just did nothing for me. And Mia and her grinning. Oh my god, Mia and her grinning. If you need to go back, rewatch Mia and her grinning. If you did not notice Mia and her grinning, because. Be tripping balls. And just again, Antonio, it's the same thing. It's I see snippets of a decent character because I like the wacky characters. I do. Like they can work really well, but you just need to own it, you know? You gotta own it a bit. And he just the actor's wrong for the character. Like I actually had kind of liked the actor a little bit. And I kind of like the idea of the character a little bit. But together, it just does not work in so many ways.
I just think it's too much. Like I like because like the thing with the lineup and him trying to fit into the lineup, great stuff, you know? Funny, you know? And that was something that was more original and that he could kind of in a way at least put his own thing in, you know? Whereas with like his introduction right before he morphs for the first time, it was like pure just be Genta, you know?
Yes.
And I
Well,
was like,
yeah, and
come on.
I said the same thing in the second episode with him when he busted in his suit. It's kind of different. I kind of enjoyed it where he ripped his pants and he's stumbling in his with his words. It was I kind of dug honestly. The second episode, this is again probably being drunk, but the second episode I gave a 3 instead of a 2.
Yeah,
It was a
actually.
little bit. There was a little bit more there. I mean, not much, but. I felt a little bit more of his character, and I felt like there were actually, like you said, a couple moments that I genuinely laughed at. So I gotta give
Every
him a little bit of
time
credit.
that they have, and this is why it gets a two for me, the second one. Every time that they have like a good, like funny, genuine funny moment of like the pants or the whatever, you get this other crap of just like, why can't I be Samurai Ranger? You promised I could be a samurai. What's going on? I don't understand why I can't be that. Blah blah blah. Let me just, it's just like you revert back to being five? Like what?
And can we talk about like the fact that he made this more of a right? Like he just created it like himself. Fine, okay, whatever, I'll accept it. It's Power Rangers. But then G takes it and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna keep this. I'm gonna keep this thing that you personally made and has nothing to do with us at all. But I'm just gonna keep it. And so you can leave now.
He was
I thought that
keeping
was
it
great.
for his own good. You know?
He was stealing, it was theft.
It's like if a little kid goes out and, you know, makes a weapon out of some sticks or something, you take it away from him. But
Exactly. If he makes it.
What Samurai doesn't understand is that he's not a kid. Like, that's
That's
the
true.
thing. They're not
That's true.
actual kids, you know? That need to be looked after like that anyway. You know what I mean? Like, they're superheroes. Like, he just like cut up 1,000 monsters or whatever. Like, he doesn't need G to take his thing. Like,
Well,
it just
that's
seems
like
so
I
stupid.
wouldn't
G
want G to take his thing. No, anything.
G stole G took Hector's too. He's a morpher thief.
But see, at least that was like, okay, this is part of our family, whatever the hell, you know, our system. Antonio is not part of anything. Like he's
And
his own free agent.
this is what gets me though. This is what gets me though,
He has
right?
their Octazord though.
This is what gets
Yes.
to me is that when G had his little conflict with Mike and they were trying to reconcile or whatever, try to patch up, learn about each other, that was a million times better than what this crap was. It's just like, oh, well, Jaden said it's okay, so okay, fine.
Yeah. Jaden is just like,
Whatever Jaden says, I'll just go along with what he says. Okay, fine, no
Yeah,
problem.
the Jaden G stuff really ruined it, really, like, hardcore, and it's been doing that a lot.
Yeah, it's as if like whatever Jaden says goes. Anything that Jaden says is fine. Anything. And it's like the only reason why Jaden or G agrees with Jaden is when Jaden is like, "Oh wow, G, you said something really good. Oh yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah,
Yes."
they just can't figure out what the relationship is between those two, you know? Like in Shinkenger, yeah, the mentor makes decisions, but at the end of the day, you always know that the Red Ranger has to either agree or counteract him, and he does so decisively at all times. You know when he's gonna defer, you know when he's not. Here, it seems kind of random, you know, if you think, oh, I'm gonna suck up to my mentor, but then I'm gonna change my mind, or then I won't, or then I'll say that he's always been there help.
It's
I
just
just don't get it.
I know.
Just so inconsistent.
Because I mean, in the Japanese version, Red is in charge, like the end, you know, like he's in charge. Whereas here, they keep sort of indicating that mentor is kind of the boss, but it's like nothing he does, you know, really has an effect like that.
Yeah,
So why do they keep doing that, you know?
I can understand if like, if G was like the keeper of the house and all right, he's a little, he keeps these kids and yeah, I'll train them a little bit, but I'll let them do what they do. No, it's like, oh no, oh, like G, he's letting us out for a day, he's giving us a day off. Ooh, they treat him as like there's somebody to be afraid of and to be reverent of, and but then when Jaden comes around, he's like, no, don't. You want to run away,
Man.
that's fine.
Yeah, I don't feel like following you
You want
today,
to kill
sorry.
people? It's no problem.
Yeah.
Did I miss a memo? Did I miss a memo where, like, the white guy can do whatever the heck he wants?
He's
It's
ahead of
like,
the
rules.
it's like they want to do the Shinkenger thing, but they also want to do the kids, you need to respect your elders thing. And they end up crossing wires like every episode.
Constantly.
I think they're doing
Yeah.
more harm than, I mean, you have this old guy, and then like the boy's not listening to him at all.
Right.
Period.
And that's what's so kind of. That's what bothers me so much about them sort of pushing a lot of the Mighty Morphin type values is like, okay. I mean, push positive messages if that's your thing. But if that's your thing, you better make sure that you don't have any kind of conflicts with that. Like, and the stuff with Jaden and G is one of those things where it's like, this sticks out even more because of the fact that you're so trying to be all moralistic and more, you know, respect your elders and teamwork and whatever else they push. It's just like, I don't know. I don't think doing that style has really done them many favors. Yes.
I can't. I just can't. I just, it's getting harder and harder for me to watch this crap. Again.
I just wish they could decide what they want to be and then just be it.
But this is what they want to be.
But
But crap.
they don't
I
know
don't
if they
think
want to be MMPR, if they want to be Shinkenger.
they want to be both. Crap.
You can't.
I'm
There
not sure.
are aspects of those two different things that are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, but yeah, and I'm
But
not
they
really
still put in the
sure.
show, don't they?
Yes,
Yeah,
no
but I'm
matter
not sure
what.
if they realize, how much of a conflict is there in the first place? Because I mean, they just
Well,
keep doing it.
and the sad thing is, well, I know it's sad, but it's also kind of good for the franchise. Since they moved to Saturday and they've got their highest ratings ever. So to them, it's working. It's all working.
It's like I'm happy and sad at the same time.
Basically.
Because yay,
Can't.
Power Rangers success, but it's Samurai is like the worst of,
That means not only next year do we get the same stuff, but we get the same stuff from Ghost Sager.
Which,
We get Power Rangers Angel Band Camp, and that ain't gonna be good. That
At
is not
all.
gonna be. They're gonna have to find a white girl with massive ears. They're gonna have to find a dude to be the Blue Ranger that's like 5 feet taller than all the rest.
Yeah, and they'll do it too because they're really into that.
They're gonna have to find a little kid to be in every episode.
They have to find a Nonomumu.
God, a Kiwi who's start trying to be
We
American. Oh
need a
my God.
Kiwi Nonomumu.
No, we don't.
Glory
Oh
Jesus.
my God.
Take me now.
Oh God. I want to see the Kiwi Nonomumu.
Do you really?
I don't. Oh my God.
That sounds kind of awesome right now. I want to see what they do.
God.
The exact same crap.
Let's see if they can pile more cars on the train wreck. Just keep making it bigger.
I mean, and then really, it is a formula of if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? So, what do we, I mean, is there anything that we can do in terms of like, hey, you guys, the show,
Well,
it's
we're supposed to all write form letters and send them to one person.
sure.
Oh yeah, I forgot
Petition,
about
yeah.
that. Let's send all of our letters to this one person that we don't know. And good luck with that.
It just goes straight to the landfill or whatever. Like it's not even a real address.
I was actually kind of shocked how quickly we made I made me and John made them realize how stupid that idea was. They actually relented pretty quickly. Like, that's stupid. Okay. You're right, good idea.
Like, I know we got a little carried away with it. It's like, yeah, no duh.
No,
No
you
duh.
shouldn't have had to tell you that.